You've heard what politicians and commentators think about the future of the Seanad, and we'll hear from two more politicians in a moment, both of them members of the Seanad. But before that, what do you think? Well, to get an idea of what public opinion is in relation to the government's proposal to abolish the Upper House, Fionnuala Corbett went out and about in Dublin yesterday to ask people what they think of the Seanad.
I don't think the Seanad have been doing anything. Obviously, they're just a talking shop. It's just one more talking shop in a long line of talking shops. So if they went, it wouldn't make any difference. Talking shops would just move elsewhere. They've no real power. They don't really do anything. Sure, they're meant to be the guardians of the Dáil, but that's the public's job, really, come election time.
To be honest, I'm completely ill-informed on it, so it would make no difference to me either way. I wish I did know more about it, so I could have an actual opinion on it.
It doesn't really seem like they're doing that much. If it was reformed to that they had greater powers, well then, I'd probably be okay with that. But if it was to stay the way it was now, then it's just kind of taking up money, really.
I don't think it should be abolished. Things need to change within it. But to abolish it, I don't think is a good idea.
I think it's very important. I think it's quite dangerous, the suggestion that it should be removed completely and relying on one house only.
Why is that?
Well, it's a system of checks and balances. And if you only have one house, removing the other one, I do think it weakens the democratic process and potentially could lead to weaker legislation coming through.
Well, I just feel it's one house there is enough. Like most countries only have one house, they don't need two. Too expensive for them.
I wouldn't be that familiar with what they do, really.
Would you be in favour of it or against it?
Well, I don't know enough about it to be in favour or against.
I think it's something that probably should be abolished in the long run. Obviously, there's a financial impact on the country by actually us having the Seanad. And I think, you know, we've enough going on here in the country without having to fork out more money hand over fist to senators.
Would you be able to name any senators that are currently serving?
Well, I suppose probably the most prolific one that we know would be Senator David Norris. And after that, none come to mind at all. So, sorry about that.
At the moment, David Norris, Mary Robinson,
Catherine Zappone, David Norris, I think Mark Deary is one. The funny thing is to see their faces, but I actually wouldn't remember their names.
And that's what some voters told Fionnuala Corbett there. And of course, we emphasise it is an unscientific poll, but you get an idea of the range of public opinion there. We're going to talk now to two members of the Seanad, not alas mentioned by the voters, but people who went before the voters, indeed, who would, for whom the Seanad is, it has to be said, their second best choice, both of them having tried to get into the Dáil in previous elections. In our Sligo studio is the Labour Senator Susan O'Keefe, and on the line from Galway is the Fine Gael Senator Fidel Mihaly-Eames. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good simple morning. Questions, first of all. Fidel Mihaly-Eames, do you think the Seanad should be got rid of, and what are you going to do?
Good morning, Cathal. Well, really, I think I don't think the Seanad should be gotten rid of. No, I don't. Because it is one of the limbs or the houses of our democracy, and democracy is a very big prize, and the lack of it is a very big price to pay. So really, what I would like to see, I support the people getting an option on at a referendum. However, what I want to see offered to the people is real choice. The choice to abolish the House or to reform it. I don't believe they're being offered that choice at the moment.
Indeed, the choice is between an unreformed Seanad or abolition. Why do you think that choice or anything like it didn't get the approval of the Taoiseach?
I'm not 100% sure of that, because it's a little bit confusing. In March 2009... the Taoiseach spoke in a policy document that was passed by our parliamentary party of giving the Seanad extra powers, real and meaningful powers, and direct elections, which I would completely support. He reaffirmed that view at the McGill Summer School, and we all know it was a very sudden decision then.
Yeah,
and
well, we know about his change of heart. Are you annoyed with him?
Well, I'll tell you, am I annoyed with him? I'm a little bit confused by why he would so easily want to get rid of a house of democracy in this country without giving the Irish people a real option to make it better first.
You've made it clear you're going to vote for the referendum, which will allow the people to make up their mind. In that referendum campaign, will you be advocating a no vote?
I will be advocating a no vote on the basis that that should lead to a reformed Senate that will serve the Irish people better. What I want to see in a reformed Senate is a vote for everybody. I want to see direct elections, but I also want to see a more independent House without party politics. Oh. I want to see the whip system removed so the House can better reflect the views of the Irish people.
All right, stay with us, Fidel Mihaly Eames. Susan O'Keefe, do you think the Seanlet should be abolished, and what are you going to do?
Good morning. I believe this is a very welcome opportunity for Irish people to discuss the way in which we do our business, the way that politics is run. And so from that point of view, I welcome the referendum, and I believe it is a good opportunity to be discussing what the Seanad does, what the Dáil does, what local government and the power of local government
is. Can we discuss what you're going to do?
Absolutely. What I am saying is that I welcome that. I'll be voting the legislation for the referendum. For myself, I believe the Seanad should be retained and reformed. I won't be, if you like, running around campaigning for that. I think there will be many other people making that argument. My position is that I believe as a senator, it's incumbent upon me to, if I'm asked, to say what my position is, and that is my position.
Well, now, Fine Gael are doing what they said they would do exactly in their election manifesto. Labour are not. They said they were in favour of the party, your party said they're in favour of abolition, but also in favour of putting the issue to the Constitutional Convention. So how do you feel about what the party leadership has done or agreed to?
Well, certainly I know all of that. The leader of the party has huge experience. It was his view finally in relation to the programme for government. I knew that in the programme for government. I am not, if you like, going out campaigning for this. I'm explaining really in a way that I think that the Seanad has a role in democracy. I think it should be reformed. And I believe that in my lifetime and in yours, we've never had an opportunity to debate the way this ought to be done.
But how do you feel?
And I believe we should be debating that.
Right. Well, we will be. Looks like we will be in a referendum campaign. But how do you feel about what your party has done? I mean, this is not the only broken election promise. In this case, it's a partly broken promise. The party said specifically, there should be a citizens' convention and it should look at this issue, and that's not going to happen. So how do you feel about that?
Well, that was a party pledge, and we've had this conversation, I think, before, in the actual programme for government in a coalition. That was not the decision that was taken by the partners in coalition. We are in a coalition. We agreed some things. We disagreed on other things.
Do you think it should have gone to the citizen convention?
Well, I have been at several conventions, and it would have been a good idea, but it didn't happen. I'm not going to waste my energy worrying about what hasn't been. I think we are well capable of having a very good debate in the public arena about this, because people feel strongly about it to the extent that they will engage with it.
Right, so you clearly, like Fidel Mihaly Eames, what you want is a reformed Seanad.
Yes,
I believe the core
value of the Seanad is about scrutiny of legislation, and I would like to see it as a very powerful house of scrutiny for national legislation and for European legislation, and that is what its core business is, and it ought to be more of that and extended to European legislation. And I think that would indeed contribute to greater legislation, and that's what we all want. That's what we are, effectively, legislators.
Can I just ask each of you to respond to the common view, and as outlined by the Taoiseach, but by many other people as well, which is we have too many politicians, and there are plenty of well-run countries, Finland, Denmark, to take obvious close examples, that don't have an upper house. So why not get rid of it? Fidel Mihaly Eames?
Well, I mean, I actually agree that government is too fat. But I don't believe that the way to deal with this is to cut out any one house. I believe the way to do it is to cut down the houses. Like, for example, we have 166 TDs. One of the promises we went into the election with was to cut out 20 TDs. We're now just looking at 9. Like, we can also look at reducing the number of senators. But the issue here is about improving and protecting democracy. That second opinion must never be undervalued. The reflection time between a bill in the Dáil and a bill coming into the Senate and what happens in the world in the meantime brings about a totally different debate.
Susan O'Keefe, on the numbers of politicians and on the fact that there are other countries that get on very well without an upper house.
A lot of other countries who do very well without an upper house do so because they have much stronger local government where there is much more autonomy at local level. Now, part of the reforms this government is making is to give some greater powers at local level, and that will certainly help. And I support a stronger local government, but I don't think that our local government will still be strong enough. And as I said, my own personal view is that if the Seanad was doing its core business of legislation at national level, that then would be as a house of scrutiny, and that it doesn't necessarily need 60 people. It could be 30 people with mixed backgrounds and mixed experience.
All
and
right,
that I think would add enormously, and the cost element of that. In fact, what do you want in the end except good legislation? You do not want the courts backed up where people are taking it because of poor legislation. That in the end has a knock-on cost somewhere else.
All right, Senator Susan O'Keefe and Fionnuala Mhealy Eames, thank you both very much for talking to us.